town centre block of flats that was left unfinished after funds ran out more than 4 years ago, could be revived. The block on Great Moor Street was once intended to house 140 students in world-class facilities before the scheme was abandoned in 2018. Council Deputy Leader Councillor Akhtar Zaman has now revealed that prospective buyers hope to get the proposal up and running again, but timings would be in the hands of the courts. He said, "Their intention is to acquire the property, complete the development in accordance with the 2014 planning permission, and use it for its approved use, accommodation for students with commercial units on the ground floor. However, given the circumstances, there are inevitably some remaining challenges to overcome, as the project involves matters such as administration and receivership. Building work on the seven-storey building began on derelict land near the Balmoral pub in 2016. But after 2 years, funding for the scheme ran out when the developer's collateral folded and work came to an abrupt stop, leaving the site unfinished. The development was meant to include 119 residential pods, plus 21 studio flats, as well as a gymnasium, reception area, communal kitchens, laundry rooms, and landscape gardens. The council said in 2019 that it was investigating why the work has stopped and what could be done about it. Now, Councillor Zaman has said that he hopes to see work start up again soon. He said, "In this regard, the developer and the council are to some degree in the hands of the courts in terms of timescales. However, I believe this is a good news story, and we are satisfied that the prospective new owners have the commitment to complete the development, as they have been actively seeking to acquire the property for the last 2 years. We're also satisfied that they have the resources and the experience to achieve a positive outcome, as they have a record of doing so both locally and nationally." Councillor Zaman was responding to a question put by Councillor Martin Donaghy of Tong with the Hoff about the state of the building. He continued, "The shame about it is that it's a new building that has been open to the elements for some years now, and I just hope something can be done with it and that it's not been damaged beyond repair."